أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Welcome each and every one of us to yet another edition of our discussion on critical thinking. Today, inshallah, we want to discuss on the essence of critical thinking and the qualities or characteristics of a critical thinker. That is the things that makes you a critical thinker. Inshallah, these are the two things that we want to touch today, because we want today's audio to be as short as possible. To recall on what we did yesterday, we established a link between critical thinking, writing, and public speaking, where we say you develop your ideas through thinking, and to express the ideas, you either put it into writing or you say it out publicly through speech. I will say we have different types of thinking: analytical thinking, creative thinking, and critical thinking. Analytical thinking, where you use your logic and reasoning to break down complex ideas into simpler forms. Creative thinking, where you think to bring in new ideas. And critical thinking is where you examine or evaluate ideas to determine the authenticity of the idea. And also, after evaluating the idea, you determine whether the idea is good for use or not. If it is good for use, you either use it the way it is or improve on it. If it is not good for use, you debunk the idea and you try to create new idea that will stand in place of the one that you have debunked. I will say, we also went ahead to discuss on how naturally human mind think, or human beings think. And we talk about the bias, cognitive biasness, whereby you try to think in line with what you believe. That is, if you're, for example, like I said yesterday, a Muslim is bound to think in line of Islam because of his belief of the religion. Secondly, you see, we have people that think by true thinking that is guided by emotion. You see, we also have thinking that is guided by your faith. We have thinking that is guided by common sense. By mere looking at it, people try to do something. And we say all these type of thinking are not good for critical thinkers. So critical thinkers do not think like in that way, in such ways. Now, coming to what we have to discuss today, we said we have to discuss the essence of critical thinking and also on some of the qualities of critical thinking. The essence of the critical thinking, the reason why we need to think critically. The first, we need to think critically so that we can have an insight and understanding of an idea. So, critical thinking gives us the opportunity to understand an idea in different perspective, have a deep understanding of an idea, so that we are going to make an informed decision. It makes us to make an informed decision, so that we don't just make decision because we want to make decision. No, we want to make decision because we have informed, or we have a deep understanding of an idea. So because every decision we make is either going to affect us positively or negatively. All decisions either affect us positively or negatively. So critical thinking gives us the ability to have an insight and understanding of an idea, that we are going to make an informed decision that is going to affect us positively. So that is it. So critical thinking gives you insight and understanding, a deep understanding of an idea, and that will also give you reason of why you believe what you believe. Why am I a Muslim? By having critically thinking about Islam, I have a deep understanding of the religion of Islam, and then I have reasons for believing what I believe as a Muslim. The second essence, or the second reason for critical thinking is for us to proffer solution to the problem of humanity, or proffer solution to the problem that we are faced with, either in our society, at home, at our workplace, in the class, or anywhere we find ourselves. So we use critical thinking to come up with ideas that will serve as a solution to the problems we are faced. So So this is also a reason why we need to think critically. If you can't think critically, then you cannot come up with ideas that will serve as a solution, but that will serve as an everlasting solution or a lasting solution to the problems you are faced with. Rather, you are going to bring an idea that will either have a short-term effect or short-term solution, or will have no solution at all. So critical thinking gives you the opportunity to think about an idea, about a problem, and bring out an idea that will serve as a solution to that problem. Also, critical thinking, the third one is, the third reason and the last, is critical thinking helps us to build ourselves. It helps us to build ourselves into someone that says things because of reason, that someone that argue with himself, that someone that can be able to control the things that come out of him, the actions he do, because a critical thinker is always conscious of the words that come out of his mouth, of the actions that he performs with his body. So a critical thinking will make you to have a second thought about what you are going to say or the work you are going to do. So you try to argue with yourself in order not to do something that would be out of the line. Because when you portray yourself as a critical thinker, people know you to be a critical thinker, nobody will want to see you doing something that is wrong. So it helps you to build yourself into a fair person who give fair judgment about all cases and about all ideas, about all conditions you are faced with. So these are the essence of critical thinking. Having a deep understanding and insight so that you know the reason why you believe what you believe, or deep understanding of an idea so that you know which direction you have to believe, you have to go with your belief. Secondly, we say to proper solution to the problem we are faced with in our society or in our place of work or even in our school or anywhere. The third, we say, so that we are going to build ourselves into people that always have fair-mindedness. We are always fair-minded. Whenever a situation is come across us, we always say do it in a judicious manner. So these are the essence of critically thinking. So we are going to move into the next segment of today, which are the last, which are qualities of a critical thinker, or what makes you a critical thinker. What do you require? What are the qualities? The first one, we say, critical thinkers are those people. One of the qualities they have is their awareness of the flawed nature of human thinking when left unchecked. Critical thinkers are aware that the human nature, the thinking, the nature of human thinking has its ups and downs when you did not check it. So there's a need for checks and balances in the thought of humans. So critical thinkers already know that any idea that is coming from man, it is not perfect. So they think to perfect it. So that is the first characteristic of a critical thinker. You know that any idea that is coming from a man is not perfect. So your duty is to think and bring the most perfect idea. Secondly, a critical thinker is someone, the characteristics of a critical thinker is, one of the characteristics also is, he always strives to improve the world in whatever ways he can. Contribute to a more rational society. So a critical thinker always try to improve the world by bringing ideas, creative ideas that would make the world become a rational, civilized society where everybody think in the right direction. Also, one of the characteristics of a critical thinker is they always try to avoid treating complex situations in a simple, by seeing complex situation as simple. A simple situation is simple, complex is complex, so they approach each one with the level of hardness. If it is simple, they treat it simply. If it is complex, they treat it more seriously. Also, another one is whenever critical thinkers think, their thinking is always intentional and careful with the use of their logic and reasoning. They think carefully. You are not expected to hasten to think or take decision. Your decision should be well informed, so it has to be careful and intentional. It should not be your subconscious mind that will be thinking for you. And that's why we say your emotion should not be allowed to come in place of your thinking. Because when emotion comes, you will now think unintentionally, it becomes subconscious. So that's one of the qualities of a critical thinker. They think carefully and intentionally, not unintentionally, and not using their subconscious mind, but their conscious mind. Another quality is a critical thinker always tries to evaluate all parts of a claim. Any idea that comes in front of them, they try to analyze all parts of all ideas, all claims about the idea. The good side of the argument, the bad side of the argument, the neutral side of the argument. A critical thinker will always analyze all the aspects so that they will not make a biased decision. Okay, another aspect of critical thinking is. The quality character, another characteristic of critical thinker is they are not always satisfied with what they believe. So as such, they keep on learning and searching for the truth. By the time you become satisfied with your belief, you tend to do things in line with your belief. So critical thinking is telling you not to think in line with your belief, but to think in the right direction. So, because of this, critical thinkers are not always satisfied with what they believe until and unless they have proven it to be the best idea after thorough thinking. The last one, which we are going to discuss today before calling it a day, is a critical thinker always takes knowledge into different directions, even the direction they never thought they would be. A critical thinker, you don't think in one direction. When you are thinking, you consider all possible outcomes. You consider all possible problems and you consider all possible outcomes. So that whenever you are going to make a final decision or an idea that is going to come out to be the final one, it has to be a well-informed idea. An idea that is made out of knowledge, not just out of common sense, but out of emotion. Or out of your belief. So these are the qualities, little from among the qualities of the critical thinker. Inshallah, this is where we are going to stop today. And tomorrow, we will, inshallah, be talking about the skills of the critical thinker and also a guide, step by step guide, on how we are going to think critically. When if you have questions, suggestions, or comment, you can send it, and inshallah, we are going to look up to you into it. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.